Thank you, Brother Robbie. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's come out of the house of the Lord. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed it so far this morning, say amen. 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 We thank God for you. We've still got a lot out sick. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's visiting with us. Good to see a lot of my family here this morning. And I asked Sister Joyce, did I look okay? Felt like maybe I was, the doctor had told them something. But I appreciate all them coming this morning, and very bottom of my heart, well as you, you're visiting with us, we're so glad to have you, and won't you just go to the Lord in prayer with us and ask you bless upon the service. Pray for Brother Jay. Jay lost his brother this week. Let's be much in prayer for that family, and we'll let you know the arrangement. Remember the Henderson family. We preached Sister Frances Henderson's funeral yesterday, and so remember that family. Seems like there's one or two a week here lately. And so let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. I wonder if it's just anybody that lifted the hand. Lord knows all about it. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around, receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask his blessings. Amen. Upon the service today. Amen. Let's still remember all these that are out sick. Amen. Those got tests and things next week. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Amen. Well, let's. Good to have them with us. Jeremy, lead us while we pray.
Thank you. y'all pray for me this morning. I want to say I love the Lord. I'm thankful that he saved my soul. I'm thankful for every person in this church. The love we share in this church is just immeasurable, and I'm thankful that we all feel it in our soul. I want to say, as I sing, I want each one, if you feel led, take this opportunity to go and to a person that may have helped you with a storm, helped you with a trial. Go to that person and say thank you this morning. You know, it may be the preacher, it may be a teacher, it may be the person sitting next to you in the pew. It may have been just a smile, just a word of encouragement. But take this opportunity and go to them and just say thank you.
Is your reward. Thank you. that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Y'all pray for us. Amy had actually asked me to sing this song, and Ashley got up, and the music started, and I said, uh-oh, what am I going to do now? So I said, Ashley, come sing it with me, so we're going to do it together.
Storms raging high, the waters around them, they were troubled that night, and fear filled their hearts, and they felt that they would die, but they failed to remember that the Master was nigh. Then he spoke the words, and the winds all stood still. Even the waters, they obeyed his will. And he calmed their storm, just like he will mine. If I just remember that he lives deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear when the very same Jesus, he is always so near? He lives in my heart, and he hears me when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible how he walked with them, brought light to their darkness when the way grew so dim. How great it would be to have his steps leading mine and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll just call on the Master. I know he'll get there right on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I'll have to do is call on his name. So why should I worry? And why should I fear when the very same Jesus, he is always so near? He lives in my heart, and he hears me when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible how he walked with them, brought light to their darkness when the way grew so dim. How great it would be to have his steps leading mine and walk with the Master all of the time. So when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll just call on the Master. I know he'll get there right on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on his name. So why should I worry and why should I fear when that very same Jesus, he is always so near. He lives in my heart and he hears me when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by.
Yeah.
Amen. Will you turn your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter number 34, verse number 15. Psalms 34, verse number 15. We can leave already, saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. Appreciate you coming. Amen. Good to see all these that are here today. Good to have a lot of my family. They really surprised me. I wasn't looking for them to come, but I appreciate them being here on my side. Lisa's side of the family. We're all just one anyway, but we appreciate, not saying, you know, we're from Alabama or anything, but one big family, being with us today. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 34 and 15, first one I seen was my sister Barbara, and I seen her come in, and I thought, you know, Wednesday night I was preaching, and I mentioned her, and I thought, oh Lord, she watched service Wednesday night. Amen. But it was all good. It was all good. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, verse number 15, Psalms 34, verse number 15, reading through verse number 19. Got so much going on today after church. We won't be having no service tonight. Amen. A lot of ladies are going to be working, cleaning the rest of the afternoon in the fellowship hall and things like that. And so I thought I'd help them out. Amen. And, I learned a long time ago, you stay on the good side of the cooks. You stay on the good side of the cooks, and really don't know what all they got planned today. Amen, but I appreciate it very bottom of my heart. Psalms chapter number 34, verse number 15, reading through verse number 19. Notice what the Bible said. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteousness, or upon the righteous. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon their cry. I want you to get that part right there. He said, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and the ears are upon their cry. Look at verse number 16. The Bible said, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. They cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. In verse number 17. He says here, verse number 17, now I want you to get this part right here. It's very important. The Bible said in verse number 17, he said, the righteous cry. Did you remember in that first part, he said, the Lord hears what? He hears the cry of the righteous. Yeah. Thank God. He hears those cries, Brother Mike, as we call upon the Lord. Amen. That's why he said if we call upon the Lord, we can renew our strength. Amen. Yeah. He said, the righteous cry, and that stuck with me this week. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Verse number 18. The Bible said, the Lord is nigh unto them, and they that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of the contrite spirit. Verse number 19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Ain't that good? Let me read that one more time. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. What did he say he heard? He heard the cry of the righteous. Amen. He hears us when we call out. The Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. We all go through these things in life. We all suffer these things in life, but I'm glad the Lord hears us and he knows what we need. But the Bible said, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. You may be our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, how, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. How, Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. How, Lord, I realize that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. How, Lord, leading God and directing with my unworthy head. How, we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all. How, for us in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I want us to look now, never for just a little while, on this right here. Listen, if we had a message to be on this, the cry of the righteous, amen, the cry of the righteous, amen. Listen, do you remember when you had children or when you was a little bitty kid, if you began to hear that child cry out, and no matter if it was in the middle of the night, if it was in the, in the daylight hours of the morning, listen, you go run into where that child was crying out today. The psalmist here is speaking about, crying out to God. Neighbor, I want you to know a couple of things today. If our nation is to turn around, listen, are our sinful society that we're living in, listen, returns to God, it will be due to one thing, and that's because of the cry of the righteous. Amen. It'll be because of you and I, listen, that humble ourselves down and begin to call on the Lord. And neighbor, then it's when we'll see how things begin to change and everything. The Bible said the Lord will be our protector of the righteous. He'll watch over and defend us. Listen, the Bible said his ears, listen, are always open for his children. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, David knew this here in the book of Psalms. Listen, from his own experience, and we know the things that David had went through. Listen, the Bible said that David began to cry out to God, and he began to pray, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Amen. Listen, the cry of the righteous, the cry of you and I. Listen, there's one thing we need to know tonight, or today, is one thing for a fact. The Lord hears mighty your cry. He hears our prayers. He knows our need. Listen, you just think something's going to happen. You just get God's people praying. Listen, and asking him for his will, Brother Jay, and not our will to be done. Listen, so in other words, tonight, if there's been a time, we need to let the Lord not only hear our voice, but we need to hear, let him hear our cry as we begin. Neighbor, to cry, call out. Listen, there's one thing that I just can't take. Amen. Listen, I've got three grand boys. Listen, Cason is the oldest. Listen, he's about 6 foot one. Listen, 16 years old now. Listen, one thing that just breaks my heart, Brother Matt, is if I see him, I begin to cry. Listen, exactly. Tears me up. Listen, same way with my daughter. Listen, neighbor, today. She's grown, got those three boys. Listen, but daddy just can't stand to see her cry. Amen. I want to make everything better. Listen, that's just the way we are. Listen, but you imagine this. We're children today. We're the bride of Christ. Listen, so the Bible said when the righteousness began to cry out, you can rest assured something is about to happen. Neighbor, today, listen, when the righteousness of God, listen, neighbor, began to cry out, so in other words, today it's very important, neighbor, that the cry of the righteous, neighbor, is heard today. We need to call upon the Lord. Listen, neighbor, today, and God will provide with us what we need. Preacher, what do we need to be crying out for? What do we need to be calling upon the name of the Lord for? Listen, first of all, today, number one, we need to cry out for lost souls. Amen. Listen, the Bible said that hell is enlarging itself every day. Amen. Listen, look at what the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah. Listen, chapter number 8 and verse number 20. Look at what Jeremiah is talking about. Israel in this. Listen, he said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we're still not saved. Amen. We've got preachers preaching everywhere. A matter of fact, listen, if you're over in Tokyo, you can hear me this morning. If you're over in California, you can watch this service this morning. The gospel is still going out. Listen, but it seems like our nation is going in a different direction. It seems like lost people today. Listen, getting further and further away. So in other words, tonight, there's ever been a time we need to spend some time down on our knees calling upon the Lord for a lost and dying world. It's this day that we live in. Why? Because God has always, will always hear the cry of his people. He hears the cry of the righteous. Amen. He hears the cry of the righteous. That's what he said here in the book of Psalms. Amen. He hears the cry of the past. Here in this book of Jeremiah, speaking of Israel at this passage, we get consumed a lot of times with the condition we're in. We get consumed a lot of times with the condition of our country's in. I listen, neighbor, today. I listen, it's like this right here. We must remember not only the condition that we're in, but we need to remember the sinner that is in it. I listen, neighbor, today. We need to remember that lost man, that lost woman, boy, and girl, that lost daddy, that lost mama, that lost brother, that lost sister, that if they left the walls of this life today, they do not have the assurance. I listen, that they'd be ready to go and meet their maker today. That's the reason he said, we need to cry out, lift our voice towards Zion and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of the lost and dying world, I can come to know him as their personal Savior today. I'm telling you, what we need from the church house, listen, is the cry, the cry of the righteous, for a lost and dying world, that they may be see, may be saved, and in order to meet that maker that day. We need to cry out for lost souls. Amen. We must remember the sinner. I guess I need to take that off. Amen. That helps my work a lot better. I need just a funnel. Remember the sinner. Our job is not necessarily to remember the conditions. Listen, I think sometimes we're too consumed with the world, and the devil has us looking at how bad it is and all these things, and kind of gets us discouraged and defeated that we fail to realize the lost man. It's like pulling up to a house that was burning down. Some of you have lost houses in fires. It's like pulling up to a house and engulfed in flame. And Brother James, more people are looking through the fire. But there's a child on the inside that is crying out, save me. There's a cry on the inside of that house that's saying, I'm going to burn up. There's a cry on the inside. But see, we're too consumed of what the fire looks like. Every day, and I'm afraid that's the way a lot of times. Brother Joe, we look at the world. I would say, boy, the world's so bad. I look at the direction it's going, but we cannot lose the direction of that lost man, woman, boy, and girl. That is inside the fire. And it's our job to call out to be able to pull them out of the fire, a pits of hell today. How will they be able to know Jesus Christ as their Savior? Amen. To know him. To know him. It's our job to be not so focused on the fire, but he that's in the fire. Amen. There's not much we can do about the world and the shape and the condition it in, but we need to worry about the people that's in the world. This world is going to burn. It's going to dissolve one after a while. But you and I that are in the world, we're going to live eternally somewhere. We're going to live eternally somewhere. It's either two places. There's not a halfway house. It's either two places. It's either heaven or hell. That's why the cry of the righteousness should be calling out upon the Lord. Listen, I'm for a lost and dying world that are on their way that don't know Jesus. Amen. That don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's what the cry of the righteousness, that's what you and I today, we've seen those tears falling on the altars this morning. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray and seek my face and turn their wicked ways, he said, I'd hear from heaven, and he said, I'd heal their land. That's the God we serve. Amen. We've not come too far. It's not too late. If we'll just cry out to God, he'll hear our cry this morning. Amen. He'll hear our plea. He'll hear what we stand in need of. I'm going to tell you, there's power in the cry of the righteous. There's power. Let's read that Psalm 34, verse number 15 through 19 again. I want you to get this, and I want you to get the cry of the righteous. The cry of the righteous that needs to call out today in order to have the victory, in order to have the blessings, in order to have the benefits God wants you and I to have. If there's never been a greater time than now for the righteous to cry out to God and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Look at what he says here. He said, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open to what? Your cry. To your cry. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open unto the cry. Look at the next verse. He said, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Let me tell you something right there. Nobody's getting by with anything. There's a judgment day coming for each and every one of us. And we're going to stand before a just and an almighty God. Amen. The Bible said the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from all the earth. You know what that means. But he said in verse number 17, he said the righteous cry. The righteous cry. Oh, imagine when his people, the body of Christ, begins to cry out. And he hears those cries. It's when he hears that plea. It's when he hears that cry that it gets his attention. It gets his attention. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Not only does he heareth them, he said he delivers them out, not of just some of their troubles, not just of what they're in right now, but he said, if we'll cry out to the Lord, Robbie, he said he'll deliver us from all of our troubles. Yeah. That's pretty good, ain't it? Yeah. Amen. He said, hey, Brother Coleman, he'll deliver us from all of those troubles. If we'll just cry out to him, there's power in the cry of the righteous. Look at verse number 18, talking about the righteous cry, the cry of the righteous. Number one, we must cry out for lost souls. That's what we're, once we're saved, it's our obligation that we see others saved. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such, and be with a contrite spirit. Verse number 19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. See, I'm telling you, there's power in the cry of the righteous. There's power in the cry of the righteous. Listen, you take some of these kids that are out here this morning. Amen. You take Shay and that little boy right there. Amen, Wesley. If all of a sudden Wesley just started just squalling, I'm talking about just a crying, he started boo-hooing this morning. You know what? Shay loves him. That's her son. She wouldn't just ignore him. She'd say, son, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because the cry of our children, the cry of our grandchildren, it gets God's attention.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what my people, God's people, need to do today. To get God's attention, we must humble ourselves down and cry out to the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible said if we cry out to him, he'd deliver us from all those things that we're facing, all those things that we're going through.
Yeah.
The cry of the righteous is a powerful thing. The cry of the righteous is a powerful thing. So we need to cry out, number one. We need to cry out for lost souls. And then number two, not only do we must cry out for lost souls, but we need to cry out for our nation. We need to spend some time on our knees begging God and pleading God and let him hear our cry for our country that we're living in that's going, listen, going down the tubes in every direction today. Our nation, we're not headed for perilous times, we're there. We're not headed for bad times, we're there. We're there. Amen. I really believe, he said his redemption draweth nigh. He even said, Brother Jeremy, he said, I believe it's even at the door. I really believe that today. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 15. Notice what he says right here. I like this. Psalms 50, verse 15. He said, and call upon me. And call upon me in the day of trouble. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Listen to this. He said, I will deliver thee. But we got to be willing to call on him. We got to be willing to cry out to him. We got to be willing to call on his name, not just because we know it in our heart, not because we just know it in our head, but we got to use that audible voice to call on an almighty God and say, Lord, our nation's in trouble. We need help today. I listen, neighbor. The same thing was going on in the day of the Ninevites. I listen over there. And Jonah went over. The word of the Lord came to Jonah and told him to go to Nineveh. And the Bible said Jonah went over there. He preached to them Jesus Christ. I listen, and the whole city was spared. Telling you, there's some power when the righteous cry out.
Yeah.
There's some power. He said, call upon me in the days of trouble. I'll deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, if I'm going to deliver you out of this, I want you to give me the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to give me the glory. Things get turned around. We want to give everybody the credit but God. He said, I'll deliver you from all these things, but when I do that, there's one thing I want you to do for me. I want you to glorify me.
Yeah.
Our nation needs to hear a cry from the church.
Amen.
You realize, I've always said this, the body of Christ is a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
It really is. We're a sleeping giant. You imagine if the church, I'm talking about the whole church as a whole, as a body, got in one mind and one accord and got a hold of the horns of the altar, amen, and said, Lord, we need a miracle and we need it now. Our country's, our nation's in trouble. Listen, we're legalizing murder. We're setting murderers free. I listen, neighbor, today. Our country is in trouble.
Amen.
Our nation is in trouble.
Yeah.
But the only thing that's going to change it is the cry of the righteous. The only thing that's going to change it is when we as Christians that say we're born again, that say we're blood-bought believers, is when we kneel down at Calvary and allow the Lord to hear our cry. I believe he heard from us this morning, don't you?
Amen.
I felt the Spirit moving as it was moving across the building. I told Brother Johnny, I said, it's getting a little bit foggy in here.
Amen.
Amen. You can feel the moving of the Spirit. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When you call upon the name of the Lord, when the church begins to cry out in one mind and one accord, things begin to happen.
Amen.
Things begin to change. Jonah went and preached to them, and the whole nation was spared. The whole nation was spared. You can see that all through the Scripture. When God's people began to cry out, when God's people cry out, things began to happen. He said, call upon me. Listen, notice what he said. He said, call upon me in times of trouble. I was reading something the other day. I like to read anything I get my hands on just about. And I was reading a statement that Ronald Reagan had said, and it stuck with me. We know who, everybody know who Ronald Reagan was?
Amen.
Amen. Glad y'all still here. Ronald Reagan says the most impressionable thing when he got elected the President of the United States, he said he was walking through and he seen the picture of George Washington kneeling down in snow, praying, praying. He said, I looked at that picture and I realized then it was not in my power. It was not in my authority. He said, but I realized then if our nation ever come a nation under God again, it'd start when we're down on our knees. Calling out to the power and the authority, the one who created the universe.
Yeah.
See, there's power in the cry of the righteousness. There's power. See, it's not enough to depend on ourselves. It's not enough to depend on our power. We must seek God to be able to persevere. We'll not get through this unless God comes on the scene. It's like a downhill slope. This is where America's headed tonight. You remember watching Price is Right? Anybody remember that? Bob Barker? Some of y'all needed to get a life. Timmy, I know Timmy Montgomery was. You remember that little old man? You know, you bid on it, and that little old man, he'd start right here, and he'd go, nee, 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 nee. And if you said too much, what happened? He'd go off the cliff. See, when I ask y'all that stuff, you act like I'm going to preach against it, and you won't say nothing. I say, you watch Price is Right. Oh, hallelujah, no preacher. No, thank God. There's a lot worse on now than that. That you shouldn't be watching. But anyway, I feel like, Brother Don, that's the way our country's headed. We're like that little old man, and we just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And we're eventually going to say, God's going to say, that's it. Unless he hears the cry of the righteous. Unless he hears from you and I, this thing's just about to wrap up. I really believe that. So in other words, tonight, he said, and call upon me in the days of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Amen.
The cry of the righteous. Are we crying out today? I'm talking about cry out like we're in pain and agony. I'm talking about cry out where God can hear our cry. Then when we get in that condition, we get in the heart condition that God can hear our cry, you'll begin to see our nation begin to turn and come back to the way that God had founded it and God had desired it to be. And that was to glorify Him.
Amen.
The cry of the righteous. There's power in the cry of the righteousness. There's power in the righteousness, in the cry of the righteous. Number one, we need to cry out for lost souls in our nation that we may persevere. Then number three, I've got five more today. Just joking. The cry of the righteous, number one, for lost souls. We need to cry for our nation. And then number three, we need to cry out for our churches. We need to cry out for our churches. Do you know today going to church is not popular? It's not going to popular. My mama's here today looking so pretty in purple. She knew my favorite color. Amen. I did not know, my sisters, I got a brother here, or two brothers here this morning. I did not know, and they may have knew this and I didn't, because they did know a lot that they didn't tell me. But I did not know going to church was an option. I didn't know that I could roll over and go back to bed and say, you know what, I ain't going today. I didn't know that. You went. Whether you felt like it or not, you didn't get a second knock on that door. I'm telling you that. Amen. Sunday mornings was going to meeting time, going to church time. But now we see the church houses across our country are falling off by the multitude. They don't see the importance of going to God's house anymore. They don't see the importance of it. We need to cry out for our churches. That God's people, I know I started out with crying out for lost, but Brother Jeremy, I'm talking about Christian people that's supposed to be saved on the way to heaven don't have a desire to go to the house of God anymore. We need to cry out for that. We need to cry out for that. Amen. Because the church is what glorifies God. It's the bride of Christ. From God's house, that's where he needs to hear the cry. If we're going to change the world, it'll be because we changed it in here. If we're going to cry out to God, it'll be because we cried out just like he did in the book of Psalms. The cry of the righteous. That's you and I. That's you and I that are saved, that have been born again. We're the righteousness of God. We're the Bible believers that believe in Jesus Christ. Brother Jimmy, he said, if them will call out, if they'll cry out, amen. You know what he said in one part? Not exactly where, it's in there. He even made a statement one time, Brother John, he said, I tell you what, if they don't cry out, he said, I'll call the rocks and the mountains to cry out.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that song, said, I don't want no rock to cry out in my place. Amen. But we need to hear the cry of the righteous. Are we really crying out? Are we really concerned about that lost man, or boy, or girl? Are we really, we say we're concerned from our lips, but our heart don't say it. How much time do we spend praying, Lord, let somebody be saved? Let somebody be saved today. Amen. I heard Brother Don praying this morning. I heard him say that, Lord, let us see somebody saved today. Amen. Heard Brother Dennis praying this morning. In his prayer, he said, Lord, let us see somebody saved. Lord, we'll pray that every time we pray. Lord, pray every time we pray. I remember a time when a lost person could walk into the house of God. The conviction be so strong, like it's been here today, and they'd come to the altar and get saved. But Brother Brian, we're living in a different day. Lost man, woman, girl can come into the house of God, sit through the singing, sit through the preaching, shake your hand and say, I enjoy the service. It's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way. But we got to cry out. We got to cry out now. Cry loud. Cry loud for a lost and dying world, for our nation and our church today. Amen. Come with a humble heart. Come with a humble heart, you can leave with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Ain't that good? Amen. Brother Robbie, come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your hearts this morning. But what we need to hear today more than anything is a cry from the righteous. When's the last time you cried out? When's the last time you called upon His name? If it's been a while, I'd just come. I'd just come. And I'd call upon the Lord. Amen. What page we got? Let us stand together. You heard the page number. Let's begin to sing. The Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart. And you feel like you ought to come and pray. Then you come just as you are. That's the way God wants you. Just as you are this morning.